thought they outdid us in all the phases, offensively, defensively, in the return game, which we knew that was going to be a big part of it as well. We certainly had our opportunities today, and that's what can get us fueling the disappointment that we have when we didn't nail it. And we've got a lot of areas to improve upon, and that's what we'll set our jaw and intent on doing. So with that, I'll open it up to your questions regarding the game. Yeah, that was for sure the case, and I thought the quarterback played well early on. We held him to some field goals, which for sure helps on some of the the drives. They missed one. We had another one that that we had good pressure on. But when they have the balance like they did today, running the ball and passing it, that's when we're at our best offensively. So I got a taste of our own medicine in that case.
What did they see in the run defense, and what happened where you were able to ground out 200 yards a season high?
Yeah, so I wish it was one thing we could say it was one thing and we would have corrected that. So when there's some technique errors and some big plays that happen, usually that's when we're out of a gap or didn't play it well. So the explosive runs that happened today, trap, the outside run for us not playing it like we like, like I said, we'll tip our hat to them. But I think there'll be some corrections that we'll want to make on those tomorrow and be disappointed in how we played on a number of them.
Yeah, how frustrating was it physically up front that you guys didn't push a little bit defensively?
Yeah, it was definitely frustrating for us. No question about it, for us to have a team run the ball on us, the physical style that we like to play, and have the explosives in the run game. For sure that was a big factor in this game. That's a great question. In terms of the style and the attitude and the effort and the toughness, we're improving in the way that we want to ball hawk. We're forcing more fumbles. We're not getting as many interceptions as we'd like, but I do think the mindset of causing turnovers in the run game, we're there. We still have a ways to go in improvement upon our tackling and making sure our fits are exactly on point. So our arrows today was not a good day, not singling out any player in specifically, but defensively it was a difficult day for us. We are gaining confidence in those players and how we'd like to play. I will say that. Yeah, it has. And like I said, we'll give them the credit. I thought we had some opportunities today, Jeff, that we let slip by. But when you do not convert on those, you have to give the other club credit. So that's exactly why we wanted to keep giving our opportunities, why we went for it there at the end of the game as well, just to try and get our chance to stay in this thing. We're going to look at this film and find out what ways we want to improve. It's sort of called our halfway mark of things that we've done well and things we need to improve upon, and that's what we're going to set out to get accomplished this week.
Your offensive line's been pretty good most of this year.
I don't know, but I do know that the balance for our run game, wasn't on point like we'd like it today. So for sure, that's one that we'll look at. I don't know how many hits, Matt had compared to this game or some other ball games. That unit usually plays in pretty good cohesion in terms of the communication that goes up and down the line. So we're anxious to see why some of the runs didn't take off like we like, but that's a big part of our offense, as you know.
You seem like you rotated more guys to get on defense. What was behind that? More so, four loads in there?
Yeah, some of it was injury related. Some was just a matter of where we wanted to keep a guy fresh and keep going.
Did Deion get back up?
No. Yep. On some of the other ones, maybe if a guy got nicked and he was going to get back, we put another guy in for a few plays.
What were they doing to slow you all down on third down? You had the lowest.
The lowest output for sure, and that's what causes some of our discouragement and disappointment tonight. We didn't feel like there was anything so out of the ordinary for us to nail on some of the plays. So. Again, I'm going to give them the credit. There was not a scheme that was so unusual in this game led that they employed that gave us more difficulty than another. We got out-executed in some of the phases, and that's what can make it so difficult to take. It certainly felt that way. That was the thing that we needed to set it off. And so when you go ahead, you'd love to be able to answer. And when you don't, that's why I felt like all three phases, have a real hand in our game. And that's why this team is so tight. They're totally pulling for one another. So we didn't nail it today at the end. And that's what, when you have the lead and it's time to go close it, we didn't do it.
Were you able to attack the Eagles defensive back as much as you wanted to?
No.
Why was that?
Like I said, I'll give them the credit for sure. Like every unit that we go against, we'd love to exploit everything that we can in terms of, levels in the pass game, the run game, the play action to make guys step up. So We had some shots and we had some opportunities today, but we're going to give them the credit today for sure.
How much of it was ground up on
defense, right? I wouldn't say as much as we wanted to, but we had our shots and we didn't convert on them. But we certainly had our routes that went deep, and some we took, some we didn't. But we'll give them credit. Yes, Jeff. Yeah, for sure. It felt that way that, you know, we got off the spot, and that'll be something I'll look at tomorrow. It'll be a good follow-up for us tomorrow, how many we did have that we weren't, you know, in poise and throwing. So we knew this defensive line was good coming into the ball game. We knew that was one of the strengths of their club. So like I said, we'll give them the credit. But I don't know the amount of times, you know, that he felt. But I did feel like he was under pressure, yes. Yes. On the far sideline from away from us with Poole. That one, yes.
Against you guys.
Yeah. On the pick play, yeah. Where they're saying they called it as a pick. Yeah. I didn't see it, to be honest with you. My eyes were honestly downfield onto Freeze, so I did not see it.
And then the Eagles screaming about,
yeah, I don't have any thoughts on it other than just the way he's taught in the strike zone is we're going to try and hit somebody absolutely as hard as humanly possible, and if there's a hit to the head, then we didn't lower our strike zone quite low enough. But I'll go back and look, but I didn't get a chance to see, you know, did they think it was a foul. What I can tell you is he is clearly becoming a very physical safety, in the box out, but by no means, you know, is he taught to go up high or do anything that's out of whack. The leverage tackling that we do, we want to absolutely throw fastballs in that strike zone. And if that target, you know, is on point, I'll applaud that hit as loud as I can. Yeah, different formations you try to do to create some space. Sometimes it can be a case of doing what we do better. And that's not always the case. Today we're going to wholesale change everything that we're doing. We certainly were prepared for their looks. Philadelphia is not a team that does a lot of different things in terms of their defensive line, the stunts, and the alignment. So I wouldn't say it was wholesale changes. Some of the formations were different for sure.